Geico has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, Geico could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, Geico has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call Geico for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Blog Talk Radio.
Warning. Please be prepared to leave your comfort zone immediately. The construct and belief system that surrounds you will be deconstructed. We will take you beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond.
Good evening. Good evening. Let me just turn these up. There we go. I can hear myself again. Hello there. Well, I've been away for 2 weeks down to London, my 1,000-mile journey. It began with the first step and ended up with me falling into bed for about 4 days. God, I don't know how they do it. Anyway, hello. Tonight I'm going to be talking Beyond the Smoke. That's a joke, yeah, because they call London the Big Smoke. Beyond the Smoke and Mirrors, which is about some of the cover-ups. Do I really want to talk about cover-ups? Everybody knows about them. But let's talk about the illusory world and how to release yourself from it. I mean, it's all about moving beyond the idea that your belief system is a reality and actually testing reality and seeing what reality is for yourself and how you've always felt about it rather than what you've been told. Generally, that what you've always felt all along, that's the truth. And sometimes you can't learn things. I've often found that if somebody's not speaking the truth, I don't actually understand. I have to almost kind of warp my brain around what they're saying to kind of disbelieve what I believe or that I know, and to kind of set into somebody else's lie system. And at that point, I lose myself. So it's a very interesting little process. So I think what has been going on a lot this week is that people have been seeing through some of the lies, and we're also seeing some of the revelations start to come out. We've seen the head of the Black Pope, Alfonso. What the heck's his name? I can't remember. Anyway, his name's Alfonso. He's the ruler of the world, the Black Pope, and he's called Alfonso. How very ironic. Anyway, so he's come out and said, yeah, we've been bombing Japan, and we're trying to dominate their economy. So if they won't allow them to be dominated, we'll bomb the heck out of them. And that they were about to unleash the harps onto Fukushima when the Japanese kind of gave way, and so things have sort of settled down there, and now they're looking at different areas. But it's all an illusion. Oh, by the way, we've just had a solar flare. The latest news from the sun is that there's a solar flare headed our way. So those of us in the higher latitudes here, we might get some nice fireworks. What else is happening in the sky? So not much going on. But I'll tell you, I didn't see any of the sky. I think I saw about one star, and I couldn't figure out which one it was when I was in London. You can't really see the sky. And when I grew up in London, I always thought, you know, what the heck's that? You know, that sort of white thing or grey thing that has little white dots in it. I didn't realize until I finally went out into the country one night and saw the whole array of the solar system or the Milky Way and all those things that I'd heard about and read about but never actually seen. And now I live there on a daily basis. I see the stars. And it really does, if you ever get the chance to come far north and to see the northern lights, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. It really is an amazing thing. And a very beautiful display of kind of a natural phenomenon, which is the electrons whizzing around from the singularity around in the inside of our Earth. Anyway, so, oh, somebody's got their hands up already. Ah, number 386. So, I was, I might even do a song later. I heard this song last night on Journeys with the Brecker, and I just absolutely fell in love with it. And I'll try and reserve a few minutes at the end. And I'll play the song. So anyway, let's have a caller. We've got two callers. Yeah, it's getting busy. Area code 386.
Hello.
Area code 386. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Who am I speaking to?
Hi. This is Sheena. From Florida.
From Florida?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, so you're going to have to be a little more talkative than that. How are you doing, Sheena?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good today. Today's a beautiful day. Happy Easter. I actually called because I wanted to get a reading, a ray reading, whatever. I guess that's the rays of your chakras.
They do connect with the seven chakras, yes, indeed. They don't connect in a linear manner. That means it doesn't start 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, going through your chakras. It doesn't work like that. But there's a whole load of information on my sister website, which is called sevenrays.info. You can get an idea of what I'm talking about. And I'll just post that in the chat room. Sevenrays.info. There we go. And there you can see how the rays relate to the chakras. But there's this other... The other way of looking at it are that you've got different spirit bodies. Have you come across this kind of idea?
As far as spirit guides, animal totems, in that aspect, but...
Oh, I'm talking about you've got your physical body, you've got an emotional body, you've got a mental body.
Right. Spiritual, mental, emotional, and I guess there's more.
Yeah, there's three more, and they're the personality, the soul, and the monad. And this is the show where I talk about the personality, soul, and monad rays, because the physical rays and the emotional rays and the mental rays, they kind of drop through. They're not as important.
Right.
So what we're talking about in terms of a soul thing and in terms of a personality thing are things like your career path and the kind of way you look at things. Does this make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
right, there's no sugar. These are sugar-free reading. So, we do look at how we go. So, tell us a little bit about yourself, Sheena. What sort of situation you're living in?
Okay, well, I'm a single parent, and I have been going through a lot lately, which I'm pretty sure everybody has. Right now I'm just thinking of doing something different as far as my career goes and my finances, because the thing that I was doing in the past seems to not be working for me, so I have to be more creative. And it's just been very hard financially, and also all my relationships, and that's not just including love relationships, just every type of relationship. I'm 26 years old, and my daughter's 5. I've been separated from her father for about 2 years. So I'm kind of feeling like I'm not as stable as I want to be in my finances and in relationships, in love relationships. So that's kind of what I'm concerned about now, being, wanting to have a partnership and wanting the finances and the stability. in the family.
So. You want financial stability. Well, you have an excellent ability to organize things and to bring harmony to organizations. So the thing is that you're quite young for the kind of what we're talking about. So you're kind of launching early, which is a great thing. You're starting earlier. But a lot of people feel the same kind of impulse that you're feeling around the age of 28. This feeling that you want to do something that is a little more stable, a little more grounded, and want to actually start putting your leaving your footprints on the earth. Is that right?
Yes, it's because I have to. When I was younger, I kind of grew up a little fast, and well, one parent is deceased, and so I have to kind of find that solid ground because I do have a child, and so that's why I'm thinking about that kind of early on, you know. Forget the partying. It's okay to, you know, smile and laugh and have a nice time and be around family. But, you know, right now my concern is my stability for the long term.
Right. Well, if you really want to align with, you know, the really most long-term part of you is your soul, okay? And you have a great deal of creativity, and you probably also are quite telepathic, which means that you find yourself in the right, you know, depending which side you're looking from, either in the right place at the right time, saying the right thing to the right person, or the opposite, you know, the wrong thing, the wrong time, because somehow you've managed to compromise yourself.
That's true.
And so you really, so this is the energy of the fourth ray combining with the seventh ray, you see. So when you've got a seventh ray soul, your best way is to be involved with other people.
Okay.
And whether it's a babysitting circle or an organization or a local currency system or an artist collective, whichever that way is, your skills are great to help people. Like you would match one person with another who needed the things that the other person needed. You'd be able to see that how people can match together. Do you have that skill?
I think so. Yes.
So these are the kind of energies that we're talking about with the 7-4. And if you want to kind of move into it, I mean, what we're talking about is your soul, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is your eternal part. So the more eternal you can get to, the better, is that right?
Yes.
So if you can align, I mean, to take it even further is to go to the monad, which is the second ray of love, wisdom, which probably there's a large number of people who are listening to it who are also along the same kind of soul and monad lines as yourself. So you're amongst friends here. You're amongst family, to be honest. And I don't know, how did you find this?
Well, just kind of browsing on the internet, on Blog Talk, and just decided to call in. I mean, I'm more interested, you know, in my soul development so that I can be in the right, you know, position to, you know, further and better my life, period.
Well, the best way of doing that, my dear, is to be true to yourself. You know, and you've got an incredible intuition. You know, the first thing that you find about somebody and you always remember, oh, yeah, I remember that, the first time I met the guy, I knew that there was something odd. That's your intuition, and that is your soul speaking to you. And it only tells you once.
Oh, I know that is true.
You know that I'm saying that. That is the absolute reality, and that's your eternal guide through life. You don't need to go to an astrologer. You don't need to go to a psychic, because you know better. But it's the first one. It's that first one before your head cuts in. It's what your heart says.
Right. Well, as far as telepathically, like I know that I'm that way, but I need to, you know, like I need to understand it more. I'm just not really, you know, I guess through meditation I can understand, you know, how to be the whole concept of being telepathic. The understanding of it is kind of difficult.
Here's a quick thing. Telepathy works around etheric bodies, and it works through the meridians in our body, and they correspond with the chakras in our body. And you have more than seven, obviously. You have chakras everywhere, including in the palms of your hands and in your fingertips and in the soles of our feet and in the tips of our toes. There are chakras. You see? And they're like transmitters. They're like the radio antenna that we have. And that's how we connect with the ley lines and other people, and that's how I connect with you when I determine your rays. And it's a very natural thing because it's the picking up of the light vibrations that move through the ley lines and through the mushroom lines. Believe it or not, it's the mushrooms that deliver telepathy to your door from the main trunks. It's like a kind of natural telephone system. And what it is can also be used for Mother Earth, nature, to communicate with you, to bring you to a certain place, to be in the right place at the right time, to make the right choice, to make say the right thing to the right person that creates the right result that will eventually manifest as some goodness on the earth somewhere.
Oh, okay. Like I had an incident that happened to me yesterday, and I kind of ran into this lady that I was, I'm trying to sort of get back into the healthcare field where I'm taking care of elderly. And I ran into a lady, and, you know, she's a nurse, and so she's trying, you know, doing her own thing and has her own business, and you know, so I ran into her and we had a conversation. So I guess that's sort of what it's like, what you're saying, what it's like,
yeah.
Or whatever. But
exactly. And you'll find the more aligned with your soul you are, the more you'll go along with these kind of, you know, you'll just get an idea to go somewhere or to be somewhere or to call somebody. And to always follow that. Because that's your guideline. No book will tell you that. Because you already know. You've already got an advanced soul.
Really? So an advanced soul means that I've been here before, maybe a couple times, and just kind of...
Well, we all have, really.
Oh?
Yeah, we've all been in and out. But some of us are, like, from the future... and you're part of the new incoming wave of soul energy. And you're from the monads of love, the spirits of love, manifesting on Earth as the correct, to get everything down in the right order.
Why?
Does orderliness, help you in your life?
Yes, very much so. I love things to be in order and not perfect, but just in order where I can operate. Because without order, it's just disaster. You know, everything's in a disarray if it's not in order. And timing is important for me.
Yep. Those are soul qualities. You're not crazy. You're not obsessive. They're just soul qualities, and they're coming through strongly.
Okay.
Allow yourself to beautify your world, because other people will appreciate that. They may not say it, but they'll really appreciate it.
Wow. Well, right now I'm just feeling like I want to manifest my finances, and I feel that it's coming soon, but to me, not soon enough. But there's this idea there's this idea of how I want to earn my money and how I want to, you know, lay out my foundation as far as my finances. And I feel, you know, I want to manifest this, you know, sooner than it's coming, but I just feel in the pit of my stomach that I'm almost there, but it's just like I'm reaching and I can't get to it. And I guess this teaching me, like, patience.
Just think that there are things that you're yet to experience that you will need at the point that you're going to receive what you want to receive. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
You're not quite ready is the answer to that. And you still got experience to experience before that next experience. But it's good and it's coming soon.
Okay. And what about the love?
What about the love? Love will come when you're ready. Okay. I've got some more calls, so I'll say you can hang on to this to listen to the end of the show. But thanks for calling, Sheena. And
okay,
I hope I've helped.
Yes.
Okay. Now we have area code 111111. A Skype call. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who's that?
Hello, Prometheus. How are you?
I'm very well.
This is Todd, by
Who's
the way.
Who's this I'm speaking to?
Todd.
I'm sorry? Todd. Ah, Mr.
Todd.
Pickle.
Yes.
Todd, indeed. Good evening. This is Todd Pickle. He's been on my other show. And did you want a Ray reading, Todd?
Sure, why not?
Okay, so tell the audience a little bit, well, plug your thing. And I'll get your raise, and we'll do a quick thing because I want to do a very quick reading because I want to play a song later. Okay.
Okay.
So go for it.
Okay, my name's Todd.
4 minutes.
And I run an open source seed bank. Basically, I distribute seeds, heirloom, organic, open pollinated seeds to anybody that wants them or wants to feed themselves or family, friends, or neighbors. And I don't charge anything for the seeds. That's about it. You want to know my age? Let's see here. Yeah, I'm about 35. Okay.
Okay. Your age, Todd, are 276. So
yep.
Everything that I've spoken to about the 27s, like I said, you're part of the incoming ray of the future. You're part of the organization of the world, and you're the part of the group that will be with your dedication and your devotion and your kind of your sort of passion energy that you put into the world. You'll make changes, and you will affect those. And they obviously won't come straight away, but you realize the value of steady and regular work towards a goal.
Well, thank you. Thank
does
you
that,
very
is
much.
That kind of, does that ring true?
Yes, it does kind of ring true. I'm kind of noticing the little bit of change that you're talking about, or as like I call a transformation of things to come, because there is more and more people getting involved from all spectrums and all walks of life into what I'm doing, and seems to be putting a little bit more positive impact in the world today as we have it. So it's pretty much spot on what you told me.
Excellent. Thanks very much. Todd, I'm gonna say goodbye there, and I'm gonna sing everybody a song. Is it? Yeah. Does everybody want to hear this song? Thanks. Good night, Todd.
All right. Good night.
There we go. So this is a song I heard it on Rebecca's show last night, And I thought, what an amazing song. So I immediately picked up my guitar. And I thought, I'll play it. I'll play it on the show. Yes, Magenta Blue. Yes, you're going to have to wait till the next week's show, Magenta, to do that. But I'm going to sing this song. Oh, yes, we've got to plug this in first. Tables on the floor. Ah, yes. More people. That's good. So, I will play this show up to the 12 o'clock time. Everybody else, you can call in and hear the next of the next 15 minutes of the show. And so here we go. This song is it was written by Amy Steinberg, and it's called Exactly. And you'll realize what I mean when I sing it. Right. Yeah. Here we go. Unwind to think my mind from within. I find the kind of beauty only I can find. I am exactly where I need to be. I need to be exactly where I am. I am surrendering, so willing to be the perfect me inside this now. And truly how could be destiny to blesses me. Destiny to blesses me. When I try to fight what you run, I only end up at square one. And when I think I know what's best for me, it will take you back to exactly where I need to be. I am exactly where I need to be. I need to be exactly where I am. I am divinely timed and shining brightly. Yes, I believe that there's a purpose just for me. Yes, I believe that we are light and we shine infinitely. I am exactly where I need to be. I need to be exactly where I am. I'm in perfect harmony with universal energy, and I am truly free when I accept my own divinity. Look at me closely. What exactly do you see? If you're paying attention, you will now begin ascension of the mind. Why? Because if you look at me just right, you will see a kiss. For it took a kiss to make this breath exist, the intersection of my mother father's lips, to search, twist, and perfect what came next to me. Seduce me, look at me, and you will see the breeze that took to shake the leaves to make my mother's hair move. My father dead, touch it and say, please may I have a kiss? Yes, the breeze made me exist, and if you want to get even deeper into this, when you look at me, you'll see a cloud. The cloud that took to form the storm to make the breeze to shake the leaves to inspire. Lift up, yes, a raindrop will pop out of these words, you heard me right. If you look at me close enough, you'll see dark, stormy night. And what is night? Well, night is not night without its polar opposite of sunlight. So if you wash away my hands away, you'll see the light of day. And every day is a testament to the sediment of the Earth's core instead of spinning enormous force. So if you look at me just right, you will see a spark of the source. But the most fascinating thing is about this, and it's true, is that if you look at me close enough, you see you.
It's only what you perceive, how you believe the space between you and me that creates reality. So when I sing, you can feel it. When I cry, you can heal it. When I speak words, you can be the words I speak by singing with me. Peace, love, free. Peace, love, free. Peace, love, free. Peace, love, free. Peace, love, free.
Thank you very much. I just really, really felt like playing you all the song tonight. So I hope you enjoyed that. And good night. So, I think that's the show gone. And there we go. So let's have a look. Who have we got here? Hello, 775. Whoops.
Hello, Jeremy.
Oh, it's Dave. Hi, how are you?
You had a great show today, bud.
Yes.
the advice you gave to that young lady was absolutely spot on.
Yes. Well, it's just... well, thank you. Thank you. Yes. Did you like the song?
Oh, I loved it. I was sitting there looking for a recipe for shrimp and bacon, and I said, oh, look at this. Jeremy's show's on. So I brought it up and listened to it.
Well, let's introduce everybody. This is my friend and dear friend, Dave Corso, who is first ray monad, second ray soul, and fifth ray personality. And how have your animals been today? Has it been hot?
They have been... No, actually, it's only about 75 here in the house and about probably 80 outside. I have all the doors open and it's comfortable in here. There's a breeze blowing through the house and Mr. Merlot's laying here sleeping. He's had a hard day. He's been resting up for his evening nap.
So, here we are. So your ray energies, how have your... How have your weeks been, the last few weeks, in terms of your psychic self?
Oh, it's been strange. I mean, there have been psychic cries all over this world, people begging for help and guidance. And probably more so from Japan than any place else, because we're not being told the truth about that.
Hmm.
We're not being told
a lot.
We're not being told the truth by... The governments don't tell you the truth. And if you look at my Blogspot page, there's an interesting article up there about 30 little-known facts about America.
Oh, yes, that one. It's a good list.
Yeah, that's... Can I get a website out?
Of course you can, Dave.
And that's http://... Dave Corso. That's DaveCorso, all lowercase... .blogspot.com. There's some very interesting articles up there, folks. Go look at it. And if you want to leave a little note in the chat room, feel that, because my chat room's open all the time, and you may have to turn off Liberty Broadcasting Network Radio, but that's okay. Just turn it off and don't pay any attention to it unless I'm on there from 2 to 4 on Saturday afternoon specific time. But that was a great show we had yesterday.
Yeah, it was good fun. Good fun. Very supportive of our dear sister, Laura Eisenhower.
Oh, what a neat lady she is.
Yes. So it's very nice to talk to everybody on this day. So there was Todd. Did you get Todd? Did you hear Todd earlier on?
Yes, I did.
Yes, he's a man we all need to... get connected with. That's Todd Fickle on the Open Source Seed Bank. I think that's OSS.org. Let me find it in my emails. It's an open source seed bank, which basically means that if you have some heirloom seeds and you grow your plants and you have excess seeds, you can send them in and they'll be distributed, and other people will receive your seeds, and you can receive other people's heirloom seeds. Todd has a nice line going in tobacco, I believe.
Ah, No, I spent all day cleaning house because my cleaning lady disappeared 2 weeks ago and no one knows where she is.
Uh-huh.
So I'm cleaning house today. Like
jolly good.
Yeah, jolly good time.
That's
by
good.
The way, I want to...
Good service.
Yes, I just want to wish you and your listeners a very happy Easter or a happy Bunny Day, depending upon which way you like it.
Yes. I've never quite understood the connection between bunnies, eggs, and Jesus, but I think I'll have to look into that in another show.
Oh, yeah, I read an interesting article on that on Yahoo today.
Mm-hmm.
About how the Easter bunny gets tied up, how the bunny gets tied up into Easter.
Yes, I'm sure there's some paganism in there.
Some.
I'm damn sure.
Anyways, my friend, so, I just wanted to call and say hi and tell you you had a good show. And thanks for answering. Let me rant and rave for a minute.
That's all right, Dave. So Dave Corso, DaveCorso.blogspot.com. Thank you very much. I'll see you just down the road.
You got it.
Good night,
bye.
Dave. So, well, there was Dave. There was Todd. Lovely to speak to them. And thank you very much, Sheena. I hope you've downloaded this archive. Oops. something just popped up strangely. Anyway, so it was lovely to have everybody, and I'll probably be signing off now. And yes, have a good week, and I'll see you next week. Good night.